At camp for this week. Agreed time, agreed place. Boom, we're here, we're making it happen. Amen? Amen. All right. So the example is I rendezvoused with B as planned. Camp is a rendezvous. But here's the thing. I know we plan to meet here with each other. Who else did we plan to meet with? With God. We came here to meet with God. That's really what we wanted. We're so grateful that we get to meet with God and with all our brothers and sisters in Christ here. But what we really wanted out of this camp is we want to come here and meet with God. And so, yeah, rendezvous, word we don't use a whole lot. It can mean like an appointment. It can mean like a date or like a family gathering or like camp, just like this. So we are going to talk about this morning the way that people used to rendezvous with God. See, you and I get to come here to camp, but not all the people who believed in God and believed in Jesus throughout history got to come to camp and meet with God. There was a long, long, long time where that was impossible. You couldn't just do that. And we're going to talk about why, because we're going to be talking about God's holy temple this morning. We're talking about God's holy temple. And before we can get to, you guys know who God is, right? We've been talking about him for a little bit. Yeah, you know who God is? All right, so before we get to the temple part, we need to cover the holy part. And so we need to talk a little bit about holiness. Now, what is holiness? I want to hear from you guys. What does it mean to be holy? What is holy?
To be calm and not get angry a lot.
To be calm and not get angry a lot. Interesting. Right back here. Set apart for God. Nice. Something sacred. Very good. Anybody else? Honored and kind of like a king or something like that. Okay, that's really good. Now, a little bit of a different question. Where does holiness come from? Where's holiness come from? Back corner. From God. What do you think? From Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Anything else? Okay, they covered the bases. They got it all. Anybody else? What do you think?
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. Oh, snap. He's on board. All right. That's where holiness comes from. So, yeah, the way I see it, holiness has two main parts here. I think we have a... Yes, we do. So, what does holy mean? Holy means set apart. So, we got that one. Very good. It means special, you know, kind of like a king. And it means different and sacred. So, I think someone even said sacred. You guys nailed this. Why am I even teaching? You already know this stuff? Anyway, so set apart, special, sacred, different. Holy, something that is different than everything else. Where does holiness come from? God is most holy. Say most holy. Holiness comes from God and nowhere else. Because God alone is holy. The Bible tells us this. Now, to learn a little bit more about holiness, we're going to be talking about holiness a whole bunch this morning. And let's think about a story of someone who really wasn't thinking about holiness near as much as we are. In the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, in chapter 5, there was a king who came and conquered the Israelites. And he went into God's holy temple. And he took all kinds of cups and dishes and plates and bowls that were holy for God's temple, because they were set apart to be used in God's temple and in worshiping God Almighty. And he took those things, he went, ooh, shiny, nice. I don't really care that this was in God's temple. I'm taking this back to my house and we're gonna party, all right? They had a party and they were drinking like crazy, getting drunk and doing all kinds of nasty stuff with the holy things that God had for his temple. What do you think God thought about this? No, this was bad news in God's book. And so he let this king know that his days were numbered. In fact, he sent a hand to write on the wall. Just a floating hand. How creepy is that? He sent a floating hand to come write on the wall and let him know that he was going to be killed for not respecting the holiness of God. And that's exactly what happened. I think it was that very night or the next night. Very soon, he died. I should have done more with my notes. Holiness is something that's very serious. God takes it super seriously, serious enough to kill a king who was disrespecting his holiness. What are you thinking? How did he die? there were that one was a coup, right? There were his own people who came in and killed him in his sleep. His own guards came in and killed him in his sleep.
Scary.
Yeah. Bad news. What are you thinking? Yeah, they were under attack. Yeah. So, holiness is a very, very serious thing, all right? Now, I have one more example of, to make sure we understand holiness, right? So, in God's temple, he had those cups that were supposed to be just for God's temple, right? For worshiping God. So those were the holy cups for worshiping God. So they were used for one thing, they were set apart, and they were for God, so they were holy. Now, here's the question. What's this? What do you use this for?
Unclog your toilet.
Unclog nasty toilets, right? So who would like to eat your cereal with this?
No!
What about, would you want to like clean your hair with this?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. But so is this holy? It's set apart for a really special thing. You only use it for one thing. Is it holy?
No.
Why not?
Because it's disgusting.
Because holiness comes from God, not from just being used for one thing. All right? So, just because it's special does not mean it is holy. Now, so that's holiness. Now we're going to get to this temple bit. We're going to get to the temple part. And the temple was the place for hundreds of years. It was the only place in the whole world where you could rendezvous with God. We can do it here, but people for a long, long time could only ever do it at the temple. And to help us understand it a little bit better, we're actually going to reconstruct the temple right here. Okay? So, I'm going to end up getting a bunch of volunteers, but first I need the shortest camper in the room. Who do you think is the shortest camper in the room? If you think you're in the running, why don't you hop on up here real quick? Yep, glasses, you come up. And is there any short girls over here? All right, come on up. We'll see who's shortest. Yeah, come on up. Let's see who's shortest. Oh, man, I think it's this guy. All right, okay, I need you. You're my guy. Okay. Now, this is God. Say hi, God. Okay? God made the whole world. He made people. He made Adam and Eve, and he made you. And God loves people so very, very, very much. But here's the thing. God is holy, and people are people holy?
No.
Why not? Because we have what kind of report card?
F-.
So here's the problem. God wants to be with all of you so much. He wants to be with you. He wants to give you all big hugs and kisses because God loves you so much. But he is holy and you are not. So if God was to be with the unholy humans, what would happen?
They would die.
His holiness would destroy them because they are filled with sin. And so here's what happened. God had the people make something. Now, just a little side note. I had our cartoon drawing class make this. So our angels are gifts from them. So this is something called the veil or the curtain, if you read about it in your Bible. This was a part of the tabernacle, and it was also a part of the temple. And I know this was a little bit of a quick version. I know this is a bed sheet, but the real one was this big, huge curtain. It was like purple and gold and had these amazing angels woven into it. And so this was a huge, thick thing, and this had to be put between God and the people so that God and his holiness and his presence would not destroy the people. So this veil was a separation. So for our experiment here, you can just kind of wear this like a cape. That way we're not like covering you up the whole time. All right. So God lived in the temple, and he lived in what was called the most holy place, because God is
holy.
He is the most holy. He lived in the most holy place. So let's get our first picture up here, I think, Mr. Martin. Alrighty, so this is a picture of what the temple looked like. Notice all this gold and amazingness because people gave their best to make God's temple. Now, the most holy place is this bit here. God's presence would hover above this little box, and it would hover between the wings of these seraphim. It would hover in there. Now, in this picture, there we don't have the veil. The veil would go right at the top of these steps is where the veil would cover that up and separate the most holy place from the place outside of it, which is called the holy place. Alrighty? So, I'm going to need 4 volunteers to come up and be for my holy place. Let's do 2 guys and 2 girls. Let's get Alex, let's get Ruby, and Shay, and Barrera, hop on up here. So, God, let's actually have you step back, like right there. Perfect. Okay. So, we are going to use these sheets to make the most holy place. Box it in. So, Alex, can you stand right here? This is going to be a small little box. Yeah. I need you to hold the end of this sheet. All right, Ruby, come back here. Stand right there. You can stand inside or outside. I don't really care. It's up to you. And then Barrera, come over here. And then Shay, come over here. And then we need to get you guys one more sheet. Okay. So inside this box that we're making here is called the most holy place. And I lied. This is the holy place. Let me go in here real quick. So the box you're looking at is the holy place. And then behind this curtain, underneath here, is the holy place. And God, the most holy place, and God is in there. So if that's the situation, do you guys feel like really close to God in this situation? You feel like he's like right with you? Not really. So why don't you guys sit down real quick? Let's start and really, really dig into this. What would it take to get behind this curtain? Who could do that? There was, in the Old Testament, there was one person who could do this once a year. Who knows what that was? No, it was Jesus wasn't on earth in the Old Testament. He was called the high priest. And once a year, the high priest could come behind this curtain and offer sacrifices to God in the most holy place. That's the only time anyone could ever go in there. And he would be so nervous about it. He goes, I'm going into the most holy place. So only the high priest once a year can do that. What does it take to get into the holy place, into this whole big golden room? Only priests who were on duty were allowed to come into the holy place. Are any of you priests? No, then none of you can come in. All right. No, none of you come in here because none of you are priests who are on duty. Alrighty? So, all right, can we get our holy place to stand up again and bring that up? Now, outside of the holy place was the priestly court. So, can we get our next slide? Let's go another one yet. Oh, see, that was my picture for the holy place. I missed it. So, let's go back to that one real quick. Back to the other one. So, yeah, here is that veil with the angels on it. And so this is the holy place. This is they're inside the building that we built there. And that none of you can go in because you're not priests on duty. These guys are priests on duty, so they're in there. But none of them can go behind this veil because God is in there and he is holy. So now the next slide. So this is the building that we just built right here. This inside there is the holy place and the most holy place. Now we're going to talk about this area outside here on the other side of this gate in there. That is called the priestly courtyard. Okay? So we're going to build that one next. We need a couple more volunteers. Let's go. 1, sir. 2, sir. Oh, we got to get girls now. 3, 4. All right, come on up. Now, this one's even bigger, so we need another layer, even larger. Why don't you stand in this back corner for me? Yep, go ahead. Hold that sheet. And then you're going to stand up here, hold that one. All right, we got more and more layers coming up. So you guys are the sidewall, and then you guys right here are going to be the front. Let's grab that. And then we get this one over here, come back here. So that's going between you and him. Yep. And then we get one more because it goes through the back too. All right, now we got to connect you, sir. with this young lady over here. All right. And you connect that. Okay, so this priestly court right in here, I'm standing in here. You could only be in here if you were either a priest or a Jewish man. Now here comes the big question. Do we have anybody in this room who is Jewish? Is your family Jewish? Are you for real?
No.
No, I mean like in real life. Is your family Jewish? Is your mom Jewish? On your dad's side, they usually go on the mom's side, so now I gotta decide if I'm gonna count this or not. All right, we'll take you, Judah, come on up. All right, so our only Jewish man in the room gets to come, and he gets to be in, come right in here, slide in here. Now, this is as close as you get to go to God. You have this wall between you and the veil hiding you from God. So, why don't you hold them up loud and proud, everyone? All right, do you feel like you're really close to God right now? You feeling like really connected with Him? No, not really? Oh, that's kind of a shame. Okay, well, what about everybody else? We still got to deal with everybody else out here yet. So that is this space here. Now, this place is called the women's court. We need two more volunteers. I saw your hand first. And let's get a tall boy in the back, Mr. Umberger. I said, Mr. Umberger, you're not Mr. Umberger. You're not Mr. Umberger. You, come on up, go sit down. I said his name, what you doing? All right. So, you grab this. Here, you get a third one to hold. Just get that in your hand too. Great job. All right. Got another one. Uh-huh. Are we seeing it coming together? Now you hold this, and you hold this too. You get a third one also. And then, another one. Okay, now here's the question. Do we have any Jewish women in our room here? Any Jewish women in your family? Are you serious? You can pretend? Okay, you're very brave. Here's the deal. If you were a Jewish woman, you could go in here, and then that is as close as you could get to God. Does that feel super close to God?
No, that's horrible.
No, that's horrible. Now here, now we talk about the rest of you. So in here, this was the women's court. The Jewish women go in here. Now we got all the rest of this space out here. Guess who goes there? The Gentiles. Gentiles is anyone who's not Jewish. So since none of you are Jewish, you guys, this is as close as you get to go. That means this whole room out here, this whole room that we're in, is this Gentiles court out here. This is as close as you can get to God. Everybody hold those up loud and proud. Are we feeling close to God here?
No!
But why do we have to be out here?
Because we're boring people.
Because God is holy. And because we are not, we have that F- report card. This is to keep us safe so God doesn't destroy us with His holiness. All right, you all can sit down. You all can sit down. No, stay up here. Just sit right where you are. Sit right where you are. Wait a minute. Can we go to our next slide? All right, now. So in this part of the line, this is the Gentiles court. Out here, this is outside of that. Now we're going to do something. I need a whole lot of imagination out of you guys, okay? I don't need any more volunteers, thank you. I need a whole lot of imagination. So we are going to imagine that we live way back in those times, and then we're going to come visit the temple, okay? We decided it's time for us to come and worship God. We want to go rendezvous with God. We're going to meet with God here at His temple. God actually had set up special times where everyone had to come. And here's what we're going to do. Get in your mind. Start to imagine that you're at home, on your farm, out in the middle of Israel. And it's time to go to the temple. So you need to gather your donkey and your sheep and a bunch of clothes and whatever. And you need to start walking. And you're walking and it's hot there as you're sweating. You're walking all the way to Jerusalem. And they used to say you walk up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem's uphill all the time. All right? You're walking up to Jerusalem. And when you get there, before you get to even go into the court of the Gentiles, They had these down here, and these are filled with water. These are like little bathtubs. You had to go in and dunk yourself completely in water to help you be clean, so you're not coming in sweaty and gross and dirty, because God is holy, and we wanted everyone to see that when they come in. So everyone in here is not dirty and filthy and gross, because we are respecting and honoring God, because He is holy. So we're gonna all, so we made it up this hill. We're sweating. Oh, it's hot. Okay. All right. And then we got to get in there. So sploosh on three. Ready? One, two, three. Sploosh. All right. Okay. We're soaking, dripping wet. All right. I just get some of this out of my hair. Okay. Time to go into the Gentile court. And for all of us, that's it. We're Gentiles. That's where we stop. That's as far as we can go in our experience with worshiping God. We can't get any further. How come the women had to stay further away from God? I don't have a great answer for you. I don't get to make those rules, but God made that rule. But we're going to keep going. Now just imagine, okay, imagine you are actually a Jewish woman. You get to come in here. So when you would go into the women's court, you would start to see, why don't we have everybody stand up. You guys stand up again. Grab your sheets and stand up. So you would come in here, and as you look around, you would see all these other women worshiping. Some are praying, some are kneeling, others have their hands raised, worshiping God. There's a lot of them are reading and studying the scripture. Oh, they couldn't read. Someone was reading to them the scriptures. There would be men who are teaching. The priests and the Levites would teach them about God's word. And if you were a woman, that's as close as you got to go. Now, if you were a Jewish man, let's go to the next slide for me. All right, you get to go into, one more. One more again. There we go. You get to go into the court of the priests and the men. So here's our guy, Judah. So he's in here. He's in here worshiping. We would see more priests teaching the men, more priests worshiping. Now, this is where they would do all the sacrifices. So you would see people bringing their animals, and you would get maybe your sheep, Chompy, that you brought along, right? And you would bring Chompy to the priests. And you would probably pray with a priest, laying your hand on there, asking for your sins to be transferred to the sheep, so that when the sheep is killed in a sacrifice for Chompy, right, that those sins would die with Chompy instead of being on you. And then they would burn the offerings on that altar. All right? So in here, you're starting to smell smoke. You smell that? That's a lot of smoke from all that burning. It smells, it smells like burning flesh. They're just burning up those sheep. That doesn't smell great. And oh my goodness, there's actually like blood all over the floor from all of these sacrifices. This is crazy. And you're seeing the priests, you're seeing more gold than you've seen in your entire life. There's gold everywhere because it's on these ornamentation walls to make everything gorgeous so that people know, so that people know that God is holy. So then, if you are a priest who is on, so if you're a man, a Jewish man, that's where your worship stops. But if you are a priest who's on duty, you can go into the holy place. Let me sneak into the holy place here.
Wait, you're a priest.
Well, for today. You can go into the holy place. And in there, they're burning incense. So you smell more smoky smells, but these are sweet smoky smells, not yucky ones like burning flesh. This is a sweet smoky smell. Breathe that in. That smells amazing. That smell that tells your nose, that tells your brain, that tells your heart that you are in the presence of God. Because you are getting so close. You are just you and the veil between you and God. You are so very close. But the closest you can get, our wall people sit down, please. The closest you can get is to just stand outside this veil and just know that God, you sit too, God is on the other side of that veil. Here's the thing. Even if you are a priest who is Jewish and on duty and is clean, you took your dunking bath, that still leaves one thing. That still leaves this. Let's swing this around the front here. That still leaves the veil. And this is a problem for God. Because remember in the beginning, God really wants to love you all. He wants to give you hugs. He wants to be with you, but He can't. Because we would be destroyed. Right? because we would be destroyed. And now listen to this. We heard from Brother Gertie last night.
Hey, please stop distracting.
We heard from Brother Gertie last night that what happened when Jesus died on that cross is our F-minus report card went to Jesus, and Jesus' A-plus report card came to us. And what does that make us now? Are we holy? We have Jesus' perfect A-plus report card. That is holiness that comes from God. We are now His people. We are holy. Why was this here again? Why was this here? Because God is holy and we are not. But wait, now, since Jesus died for our sins, God is holy and we are? We are holy too. So that means God doesn't have to stay back here anymore. God, when Jesus died, was so excited to come and be with His people. I need you to grab right here and right here. I need you to rip it apart as best as you can. All the way. Go. Keep going. Rip. 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 He ripped this curtain. He ripped it. He ripped it. It stood for hundreds of years. Keep pulling. And He said, "It's done!" He said, "I'm not hiding from my people anymore. I can come and I can be with them all the time wherever they go." Listen, hey, God is still most holy, but He, by His Holy Spirit, can now live in you and in me, go with us everywhere, rendezvous with us anytime and anywhere to show us that love, give us those hugs, give us those kisses, and we can be His people. Listen, no longer are there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different walls of separation between you and God. He's alive in you. He can stay with you all the time. Can you think about what it would be like if we came to camp and God wasn't here?
That would be a not fun camp at all.
I don't think we'd even do it. We wouldn't even be here. But He's here. Boys and girls, I don't think I can even imagine what life was like before God got to live with His people. I am so, so thankful that God lives in us. Now, we're going to think about this a little bit more. I think I'm just going to leave you fellas up there. You can have a seat too, God. I lost my paper already. Where'd I put it? Here's the deal. Let's read a verse out of 1 Corinthians. This changes a lot of things, but let's think about it this way. 1 Corinthians 19 and 20 says this. "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?" Oh, the temple. "Who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." So this is saying that this temple doesn't exist anymore. It got destroyed by the Romans. This temple got destroyed. But God was so happy to have a new temple. And that temple is your bodies. It says right here that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Alex, please stop waving that. Let's go to our next slide. This is a different translation for those same verses. It says, "Hey, didn't you realize your body is a sacred place? You're not the only one living there anymore if you're a believer. Your body is a sacred, special place, the place of the Holy Spirit. Don't you see that you can't just live however you want, squandering what God paid such a high price for? He paid His own Son. The physical part of you is not just some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through your body. So that means not just your spirit is holy, but God has claimed ownership of your physical body too. Your physical body is a holy part of God's temple now. Now they gave all kinds of gold and silver and beautiful things to make God's temple beautiful. What did God give you to make this temple beautiful? He gave you His image. He made you in His image. And that is the most beautiful thing that He could give to us to represent Him. And so this makes us think a little bit more. What does this mean as far as how we should live our lives? If our bodies are God's temple, this means that we need to think about things a little harder than some other people do. Some other people just live their lives doing whatever's fun, whatever feels good, whatever other people are doing. That'd just be neat, right? But we need to think about this. That means we need to take care of God's temple. That means things that show God is holy. It says, let other people see God in and through your body. That looks like something as simple as exercise. You're getting a lot of it this week. We're walking you all over Tarnation. We're running around playing games, having fun. Exercise helps you make your temple glorify God. Eating well, making sure you're eating enough food, making sure you're not eating too much food, making sure you're eating the right kind of food. That sets God's temple up to give Him glory. Staying away from things like drugs, staying away from excessive alcohol, making sure you keep your brain healthy, studying hard in school, working hard at your job or as you're serving other people, volunteering places at church, wherever you're doing that. Those are things that let people see God in and through your body. God's temple isn't covered in gold and silver anymore. It's covered in skin and bones, and it's you. We need to think about what we consume with our eyes. What TV shows do we watch? Who are we watching on YouTube? Who are we watching on Twitch or whatever you kiddos do these days, right? What are we taking in? What music are we listening to? God's the one who gets to make the decisions about what happens in His temple. So He is the Lord of what we do with our body. We have to yield. We have to give up those decisions to Him and say, God, You decide. Who am I watching on YouTube today? God, You decide. If I'm watching this one person and realize, oh, no, that's not good stuff. No, I need to turn it off. Because this body, these eyeballs, these ears that are watching and listening, this is God's temple. And this is now holy. Set apart to give God glory. Savi? Oh. Let me see how I'm doing on time. It's time to roll, isn't it?
Remember?
Okay. So, I had discussion questions. So here's what I'm going to do. I have two halves of this veil, this curtain. We have one angel over here. We have one angel over there. This divided God from His beloved people for years and years and years. And it is no longer one, but it is two, because God Himself ripped it in half. I think I'm going to give these to our flag bearers, have them tie them onto their flags. And let the rest of this week, these can be a reminder to you that God so wanted to be with you that He sent Jesus. He did everything it took to make you holy so that He doesn't have to hide anymore. He can be with His holy people. I'm going to pray for us. Then we're going to dismiss straight to lunch. You go and line up. Stay with your counselors as you go. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank You for doing whatever it took to make us holy so that we could be with You, God. Thank You for having such an excitement to come and be with us that You didn't wait one moment just to rip the veil in half. God, help us to honor You with our bodies, be it exercise or how we eat or the things that we say out of our mouth, what we think about with our brain, or what we do in serving others. God, teach us to honor You with the temple of Your Holy Spirit, our bodies. Jesus, bless this food as we eat. Thank You for Your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, volunteers. Head back to your counselors.